the shores of El Pacifico. Bill Hendrick.
Speaking personally, no. I think it sends a bad PR message. When
if we would reduce all marginal tax rates in this country,
allowing corporations to spend at will on elections, which is what the court has just allowed.
There it is, the most expensive car in the world dressed
Jews
up.
Jews are good with money.
And that's just the way it is.
World famous Phil Hendrick Show. And when I say world famous, I mean groundbreaking. When I say groundbreaking, I mean they ain't never heard, they ain't never done, they ain't never seen a radio show like this one before. This is a radio show that takes you through the looking glass of radio, news, events that are contemporaneous, and maybe even the way you look at those things. The Alice in Wonderland of Talk Radio, the world famous Phil Hendrick Show, our number 877-876-PHIL. We have been on the line and will continue to be talking with Mr. Don Parsley of Phoenix, Arizona. Mr. Parsley has not heard from, nor has he seen, a wife and daughter since they embarked upon a trip to Haiti. Now, these stories we're hearing more and more, and we've certainly heard the stories of Haitians who have lost fathers, mothers, children, relatives. This is a tragedy. It is spanning two countries, perhaps more. Here in the United States, we already know we have Americans missing down there. Mr. Parsley's been talking with us. We're going to get back to our conversation in just a moment. I would like to remind you that online at philhendryshow.com is where you go, where you can see live streaming video of our show right now. I'm looking right into the camera. You can take a look and see how we perform our radio show each and every night. You can also listen to downloads of our show. You can hear the live audio streaming, and you can listen to downloads the next day. And we have a site redesign going on right now, but if you go to our affiliate page, you'll see a list of all of our current affiliates across the country, brand-new affiliates in Greensboro, in Raleigh-Durham, in Dallas, and other great cities, and we're very grateful to have them. So head over to philhendryshow.com. So Mr. Parsley, Don Parsley on the line with us from, you're in Scottsdale, is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Now, you called us last hour, and we're grateful to have your call, sir. You have not heard from your wife or your daughter. You are on disability. Your wife is the only real breadwinner in the house, money earner in the house. And so without her earnings, you have a twofold problem. You cannot live, and you don't have a wife and daughter.
Yes, sir, that is correct, yeah. And I'm here with my other son, I want to go find my wife.
And you've been in touch with the U.S. government. You've been in touch with the Red Cross. You've been in touch with the military.
Yes, sir. I've been in touch with all of them. And they've said, well, they're having a hard time sorting out where everything is. And I said, well, I'm going to go down. I'm going to look for my wife and daughter because I would look for my wife and my daughter. I'd go through the gates of hell.
I understand, sir.
And I didn't come on your program to ask for any charity. I didn't come on your program to ask for any help. I just came on your show to tell people that's what I'm going to do. And I wanted people to know where I was going in case something happened, you know. And that's when people called, and I appreciate their help.
Well, we offered you airfare for yourself and the return airfare for your wife and your daughter.
And I appreciate that, sir. But
when you wanted business class.
I wanted business class only because I have a difficult my back, and my I have a neck problem, too.
All right, and we also heard from a trucker who offered you money, along with other truckers out there tonight, to get accommodations once in Haiti. Now, you don't want to stay in a motel down there. You wanted a hotel.
Yes, sir.
You mentioned the Four Seasons.
Well, any hotel that has a business center and has in-room internet access, because if I'm going to be in touch with different international agencies and news media, I want to do this right. If I'm going to go look for my wife and my daughter, I mean, I'll go into hell. I'll go into the darkest parts of the jungle, you know, into the jungle or wherever it is. I'll go anywhere, but I'm not asking anything. People are offering me, if you're going to offer me accommodations, I'm just saying I would rather it be at a Ritz-Carlton or at a, if you've seen this book, The Boutique Hotels of the World, and I'm not trying to...
The Boutique Hotels of the World, sir, that's like high-end hotels. You're not asking for something like that in Haiti, are you?
I don't know what they have in Haiti. I'm just telling you, I don't want to come back to a motel room that's got a toilet seat that needs to be wiped down. while I've been out all day looking under large slabs of tilt-up for my wife's body. And I don't mean to be angry, sir.
I understand. 877-876-PHIL. So that's where we are. And you're very good to be telling us the story.
See, that's the other thing. I'm telling you my story. I'm telling you. This is I could be talking to CNN or Fox, but I'm telling you my story.
And I appreciate that very much. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Patricia in Indianapolis tonight. Patricia, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Hi, Phil. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Parsley, my prayers go out to you and your family, but I just have to be honest and tell you, like a lot of the other listeners that are calling, something about your story is very suspicious, and if I'm wrong, then I'm sorry, but if my family members were missing, I wouldn't be concerned about how I was going to get there or where I was going to sleep, because come on now, let's be for real. If you think your family members are buried under some rubble, how could you sleep anyway? You wouldn't be able to rest, and I'm concerned about you saying that you are suicidal. If you feel suicidal, then you probably need to get you some help and get you some.
Well, that's a point.
Get some.
That's a very good point, Patricia, yeah.
Yeah,
I said I would be suicidal if I had to stay in a hotel room where the toilet seat isn't wiped down. But if I was at a Ritz-Carlton, of course I wouldn't be suicidal.
But you know what? You people don't decide. Well, I've worked in the mental health field for lots of years. People don't decide when they are not going to be suicidal. And if everything you're saying is true, you should be jumping at anything that anybody is, especially in this time when money is so hard to come by. These people are being so gracious to offer you so many things, and you're telling them how you want it done.
I would sleep in the middle of a cow pasture. I would sleep in the middle of a steer sty to find my wife and daughter. Unfortunately,
and you know what? Then maybe you need to start.
I have a bad back.
I understand. I can understand that. I understand, and I sympathize with your bad back.
Concierge service.
Wait a minute. You need a concierge service for what?
So that I can get. What do you mean? So I can find out where a good restaurant is.
Well, what if your wife and daughter are buried under rubble, and you need a concierge to find a good restaurant?
Mm-hmm. This lady is indicating she doesn't approve.
I don't have to approve. I'm just saying that years and years of working in mental health and in the hospital and dealing with people who have gone through horrible tragedies, they just don't have the attitudes like you have. Number one, how could you even be thinking about what you're going to eat? If you really think your family is buried under somewhere, come on. How are you going to? You want the best of everything. You want the best of everything.
If my wife and daughter are buried under rubble, don't you think I should have a decent buffet breakfast, some kind of a breakfast?
You know what? I think that you are really
you
making
are misunderstanding
it look,
me.
I think
you
you're making it really look
me on
bad
purpose.
For people who really, really are concerned, and that would, as that one man said, they would be dragged to Haiti in an inner
absolutely.
Tube, and they would sleep
Don,
in
the
dog
point here is,
field, be it, you know,
yeah.
it's very sad.
This is the scariest part for me, and if my wife, my daughter, my children, if I knew they were suffering, what kind of sleep are you going to get?
I wouldn't get any, but in the off chance that I could get sleep, I would be sleeping at a Four Seasons where I'm not smelling goat cooking in the next room.
And when
room.
You get tired, you can sleep anywhere.
Yeah,
and
if you're exhausted.
Hungry, you can eat anything.
You don't get it.
You know what? Yeah, I get it.
No,
and I think
you don't
a lot
get
of
it.
Us get it. Something about your story is just not right. And when Phil was firing them questions at you, you started to let your game crack. And you sound exactly like a man that was on here about 2 months ago talking about he had a 10-year-old daughter who was going to be going to high school because she was so smart, and he was talking about how he had to go to the middle school and how he was humiliated because what all he had done to the earth and stuff. And I'm about 99% that you're the same
person. What are you
person.
Talking about?
I am. And you know what? Like I said, you really make it. You make it really bad.
I want to ask you a question, Mr. Parsley. I want to ask you a question, Mr. Parsley. Mr. Parsley, where? How many kids have you got?
You did this already.
How many kids have you got?
I've got three.
You told me you had four.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. No.
Yeah.
The caller's agreeing with you, Mr. Henry, because that she wants you to like her. I have.
You know what? You are a travesty.
Do you think it's so funny that a man has lost his wife and daughter?
You know what?
No, sir,
we don't.
I want to know, how many kids do you have?
I have four.
Four. Now you have four.
I've always had four.
And which one is missing in Haiti?
This is very unfair, Mr. Anderson.
Which one is missing in Haiti?
The girl.
The girl, your daughter?
Yes.
Which one?
Mary.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am. 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-PHIL. Talking here with Don Parsley, who has lost a wife and a daughter in Haiti, but will not go to Haiti unless he has business class accommodations. We've been trying to raise money for him and his efforts to get down to Haiti to find his wife and daughter, and you're certainly welcome to call us with your contributions. But I'm just telling you, I want this man to understand that what we provide for him may not necessarily be first ticket, you know, whatever it is, you know, on the green, man. All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with Don Parsley here in just a moment on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Phil Henry.
L.A. police were able to extinguish most of the fires, but that didn't stop the crowd from growing increasingly rowdy and violent. And then get a load of what they were doing. People were taking pictures of themselves in front of bonfires holding looted stuff. In other words, a dude rips off some shoes, then takes a picture of himself. He takes a picture of himself committing a crime, and he puts it up on YouTube. Whoa, yeah! Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Coming up later in our program, we have Jack Armstrong, who is a liberal blogger and a liberal pollster for the Phil Henry Show. He's also a contributor at times to the Huffington Post. 877-876-PHIL. We have with us Mr. Don Parsley, who has been talking with us about trying to find his wife and daughter in Haiti. While you, Mr. Parsley, have been very selective, sir, in the offers of charity from people.
I told you I didn't want charity, Mr. Henry.
No, I know that, but people are offering you money, or they've offered you, and we've offered you plane tickets, and you want business class, you want a Four Seasons, you want a Ritz-Carlton, you want a private coach that would be chauffeured for you so you can go around looking for your wife, as you said, under pieces of tilt-up and drywall.
You know, what's happened on this program, sir, if I could just have a moment.
Go ahead.
The last lady said to me that she offered her prayers up to me. She offered her prayers to me, even as she wished I was burning in hell. That is hypocrisy.
No, she did not. She said she was praying for you, but found your story suspect.
She called me a liar, which is the same as saying she wishes I was being flayed alive by the devil.
No, see, you know, you're drama, sir.
Well, it's not drama, and the fact that she's offering up prayers to me, is she a Christian? Why is she praying to me?
You know what, Mr. Parsley, here's what I would say. She misspoke. That's number one. You're being really petty with the offers of help from people, and I think you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Forget about whether the lady misspoke and said she was praying to you. She meant she was praying to God. And the fact that people are, will you stay in a Super 8 in Haiti or will you not?
I don't want to be put on the spot.
Will you stay in a motel in Haiti to look for your daughter and to look for your wife if it is your daughter and wife.
I said it was my daughter and I said it was my daughter and son, and it was, and I misspoke. I meant it was my daughter and my son, and I had misspoke then. It was my daughter and my wife.
And you misspoke. Okay, will you stay in a motel?
That is unfair of you.
Will you stay in a motel to find your wife and your daughter?
I am not prepared at this time. Well, you really like to have it both ways, don't you?
Hold on. Let's go to a phone call. Let's go to Robert in Boston. We're going remote here. Robert and in Boston, who is Haitian, and you're on the air, sir, with Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. Don, how
yes,
are
sir.
You, sir?
I'm not doing very good, sir.
Yes. I am originally from Haiti, and I'm going to
yes,
tell
sir.
You something.
Then you know about
like
the motel
you,
there.
It's guy like you that makes helping Haiti very difficult. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're not even a very good con artist. Your story doesn't hold anything. If you were really...
Wait a minute.
Have you seen the pictures? I am originally from Haiti. There's no Four Seasons in Haiti.
I did not
have
know
you
that.
Seen,
I don't know.
Have you seen the picture?
I saw a pretty nice looking
I am very sorry.
That's the president.
You.
That's the presidential palace.
Well, I didn't know what it was.
Oh well, but
it
let me tell
like
you. But if you are looking for your wife in your children, you are not going to think about Four Seasons Hotel. That you need a concierge. You need anything. For this moment, I am trying to go to Haiti. I cannot because there is no commercial flight. I spoke with American Airlines. There won't be any commercial flight probably by the end of the month. Okay, so you are not even a very good con artist.
No, you're right about that. But if you've got enough money, you can charter one.
No. You have people who do not even know you like I do not know you offered you everything they could. You refuse. You put conditions. I want to be at the Four Seasons. I want this. I want that. You should be ashamed of yourself. You're not even a very good artist.
Robert, you're from Haiti. Now,
I am from Haiti.
All right. You've stayed in the motels there. Do you want to stay?
No.
Are the motels
originally from Haiti? No. You don't know Haiti. You don't know Haiti.
I'm asking you, but my understanding is the motels there are not very well maintained.
But let me tell
That's
you,
my understanding.
Good or not, I'm asking you, have you seen the pictures?
Have you seen the pictures of the destruction that you have in?
Nope. Now you're going to tell me...
Yes, I have, sir, but nobody said, here's a picture of the Four Seasons. It's been wiped out. I don't know if there's a Four Seasons.
As I'm speaking with you,
there
I lost
no
a
Four
cousin.
Seasons there.
I lost a cousin. No. My house in Haiti has been destroyed. My parents are sleeping in the driveway. I'm trying to get to Haiti. I am not thinking about coach or whatever. Like that gentleman said earlier, if I could swim, I would.
Why are your parents sleeping in a driveway? Why are they sleeping
in
the garage?
Because destroyed. My house is destroyed in Haiti.
What about
so
the,
don't
what
tell
about
me
garage?
That. You're such a,
Wait
you're
a minute.
Shame off yourself. You're not even a very good con artist. I think you should go to a psychiatric hospital and ask for help.
Oh. So I say that I want to go to Haiti, and if I get a good omelet breakfast in me in the morning.
Let me tell you, if you're looking for your wife,
oh, man.
If you're looking for your wife and your children, this is not what you're going to be looking for. The first opportunity that you would have, you will jump into that to go to your church, try to help you.
See,
you don't want
the reason why people are not buying what you're saying here, Don, is that you're saying you're looking for your wife and your daughter, but you need to have a good omelet breakfast in you first.
Are you telling me that you don't need physical strength?
Well, what has that got to do with staying at the Four Seasons or the Ritz?
They have they've got a breakfast buffet. Forget it.
Good God, man.
Let me tell you.
You know.
Here's a guy laughing. Look at him laughing. His parents are sleeping in the driveway, and he's laughing.
You either need to go on medication, or you need to take your medication. I'm sorry, but you should be ashamed of yourself.
This is not communist Russia. This is not Russia where we put people.
Help for Haiti or any country is very difficult. Because
very difficult, exactly.
You're trying to extort money from people. Okay?
You haven't answered my question why your parents are not sleeping in the garage, why they're out on the driveway. Why are you doing that?
Because the garage has collapsed. The house is destroyed.
House collapsed.
Sir, thank you very much for your call, Robert. I appreciate it. There's a gentleman who is from Haiti, And I would say, Mr. Parsley, if anybody has credibility, there's a man who does.
And I believe him, but there were holes in his story. And there's something suspect about him.
Something suspect about him?
He said his parents were sleeping on a driveway. No.
We'll be back. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Henry.
No, there's something wrong with that guy.
Famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. Later on, we have Jack Armstrong on the latest in the John Edwards saga, which is just seedier and seedier. But right now we have Don Parsley from Phoenix, Arizona, specifically Scottsdale, Arizona, who has a wife and a daughter somewhere in Haiti. He doesn't know where they are. Has said that he wants to go look for them, but does not have the resources. His wife is the primary breadwinner. He himself is on disability, has limited income, has at least one child at home with him. And this what I'm repeating to the audience here is what I understand you to have said, Don, correct?
Yes, sir. That's the status.
And you want to go to Haiti, but you don't want to stay in anything other than a five-star hotel.
I didn't say a five-star.
You mentioned two hotels, the Ritz and the Four Seasons.
If they've got a business center, what I'm talking about here, maybe you don't understand what these hotels are.
Yes, I do, sir, very much so.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Vanderbilt, I didn't know. I'm just trying to...
Sir, we've gotten money for you for airfare, gotten money for you for accommodations. I don't need your sarcasm.
I'm just saying that if I'm looking for a wife and daughter and I am in store for the shock of my life finding them under equipment, I don't know what kind of equipment or the side of a building, I would rather have a breakfast in me. What am I going to eat?
That it doesn't make any sense, is what I'm saying. If you have a wife and a daughter that you're looking for, it doesn't matter if you're not eating at all, you're going to look for them. Let's go to a phone call. Deanna in Charlotte, North Carolina. You're on with Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Well, I'm glad you know how I feel.
I'm just telling you what a normal person would think. Deanna, go ahead.
Really? Like, why are you worrying about what hotel you're going to stay in? Like, are you in a wheelchair?
I'm on disability, yes, ma'am.
You're on disability. So what does that mean, you're
right
on disability?
It means that I've got a tough time walking.
You have a tough time walking, but can you walk? Can you walk? Can you walk through your living room, right? You can walk through your living room?
With difficulty.
With difficulty. So, like, if your wife and daughter were, like, dying on the other end of the living room, you can run to them, right? You can run to them, right?
Dying on the other end of the living room? What? I don't understand.
Yeah, exactly. Are you kidding me? If they're under rubble in Haiti... Like, why are you worrying about how you're going to get there, where you're going to stay? If my husband and children were in Haiti, I wouldn't worry about what type of flight I'm getting over there, what type of bus I'm getting over there, what type of boat I'm getting over there. I'm getting over there. I'm not worried about where I'm staying, what I'm taking there, what I'm
going to eat. If you could go to Haiti, but if you were looking for your husband and you went to Haiti and a car met you from the hotel and took you, see how convenient that is? So that's
how convenient that is! Are you kidding me?
A car.
I would be running my butt off to wherever they were, and especially about like what restaurant I want to take them to. I'm bringing them a bottle of freaking water. Are you serious?
Ma'am, I'm
a bottle of water.
If you're looking for your husband, now you've had a breakfast of one cupcake, or you've had a breakfast of a good omelet with red potatoes. How easy is it going to be for you to lift rubble up?
Okay, if I got a commercial flight to Haiti, I'd be eating those peanuts like it was my life depended on it. I wouldn't be worrying about what I was eating in Haiti. I'd be worrying about finding my family. Do you get that? Do you know how ignorant you are? how ignorant you are, especially talking to somebody from Haiti acting like they don't know what they are talking about.
Right. When you said, Don, that that man's parents were sleeping on a driveway, why weren't they sleeping in a garage?
I didn't know the garage had collapsed. He said the house.
That's how ignorant you are. That is how ignorant you are. Are you watching the news? Like, okay, if anybody's
watching the news,
I'm sure there would be 100 people in that 10-by-10 garage. Are you serious?
You haven't answered my question.
What is your question?
Is it easier for you to lift up concrete siding after having eaten a Twinkie or a full omelet with red potatoes?
That is a stupid question.
To lift up that rock. Are you serious? I would eat the nearest bug hanging off of a tree to lift up that rock. I would lift up that rock.
You won't be able to lift up a rock if you've been eating bugs. You would.
You're not going to be able to lift up a rock anyways if you're disabled and your back is bad.
Yeah, exactly. And you're telling me that, in other words, what you're saying, Don, is the finding of your wife and daughter is contingent upon your accommodations.
No,
it's
not.
Less important than what you're eating.
I would crawl through hell for my wife and daughter.
Crawling through hell, you're crawling through hell hunger. Like, really hungry, waiting to see that omelet at the end. You're not worried about your wife
and daughter.
Five-star hotel. Would that come here at breakfast?
No,
and
no,
that
ma'am.
Hershey
and I'll tell you one thing
pillow.
That I would
Are
do that
serious?
Would be hell. I would eat the peanuts out of...
All right, we had to dump that, and I don't want to hear that kind of talk again.
Well, but the lady was saying about eating...
I heard what she said, and I don't want to hear you make a comment like that again.
Well, Mr. Henry, you're making me out to be the bad guy on this.
No, you're making yourself out to be the bad person. Nobody else is making you out to be a bad person. You're telling everybody else how bad of a person you are, how ignorant you are, how self-centered you are. All you care about is yourself.
You really should
not. You don't care about anybody else.
You remind me of my daughter.
You care about anybody else. I'm sure you remind me of your daughter. What is her name again? Melissa, Amy, Mary, what is it?
No.
How many children do you have? Yeah, exactly. That wouldn't be a 3-second thought for me.
You're on Ritalin, aren't you? Because you like.
Am I on Ritalin? Are you serious? I was in bed before I heard you spoke, so I had to get up so I can give my 2 cents to you.
Okay.
Because you are completely ignorant.
You remind me of my daughter when she goes, person. And
which daughter
cold,
is this?
It makes me,
how many daughters do you have?
It makes
can you
me
remember
less
that?
Desirous to find her.
How many daughters have you got?
What?
How many daughters do you have?
I have two.
Two long.
How many are missing?
My two daughters are missing. My wife and my daughter's missing. You know what? This lady that called in, she's a plant. You planted her, Mr. Henry, and she's called in to remind me of the daughter that's missing, so I won't want to go find my daughter because the way she talks is exactly like my daughter with the person.
You are completely ignorant. Why would you
say
something like that?
Thank you very much for your call, Deanna. Thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Boy, oh boy.
I love my daughter, and of course I want to find her.
But you don't want to find her after having listened to this lady.
Because she talks like her. Bertha, it reminds me of when my daughter... You don't understand. Have you got daughters? Have you had kids?
Yes.
Okay, and you know what a teenage girl does? She turns into a Martian for 3 years. A teenage girl at the age of 14 becomes a creature from another planet and then turns back into a human being at the age of 18. But for 3 years, she's something that came from another planet. And my daughter, who's in Haiti right now, you know, I shouldn't be worried for my daughter. She's going to do fine. She's going to scare the Haitians. They're going to be walking around like that movie I saw the other night, the zombie movie with the big bugged out eyes, when they see her.
You know, Mr. Parsley, I have to tell you, your story I'm not believing.
You committed to giving me...
Your story I'm not believing. The big bugged out eyes, the zombie movie you saw the other night, and your daughter that's missing in Haiti, you're not worried about her. You feel sorry for the Haitians.
Yes, I do. I am worried for my daughter. But once they get a load of my daughter, they'll be walking around with... Oh, does that make me a racist?
What?
With the big bugged out eyes that I said.
I'm going to go to another phone call, and then, sir, you're on your own. Let's go to Billy in Boston. Billy, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Don Parsley. Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Parsley. I can honestly tell you, I think you're a pathological liar. You can't keep your story straight. You can't. You don't know if you have three daughters, one daughter.
I have two daughters.
Okay, well, you don't even know how many daughters are missing. One minute there's one daughter missing, then the other minute there's two daughters missing. Get it straight.
I'm very nervous, sir, and I'm very traumatized.
Okay.
Yeah, well, we understand about you being nervous and traumatized. I've been writing down what you've been saying, Mr. Parsley, and it's been changing every 20 minutes.
I'm sorry, but I'm in an emotional state.
I can honestly say that, you know, I have three little ones at home, and if I thought that they were missing and my wife was with them, I wouldn't care how I got there. I wouldn't care if I could run there, I would run there. I wouldn't care if I was living on the scum of the earth, you know, as long as I could get to my kids and my wife. How can you
Your name is Billy, right? Your name is Billy, right?
Yep.
Billy. If a boat was available and an airplane was available, which of those two would you take? The boat or the airplane? You take the airplane.
I'd want to get there as quick as possible.
Exactly.
Yes,
exactly.
To be.
And so if the coach is available and first class is...
No. The guy said as quick as possible. What has first class got to do with it?
Because I'll have a good...
Coach and first class get there at the same exact time.
Yeah, but there's ground service in first class.
I don't know.
What are you guys? What is it about you guys? What about first class? Don't you guys get?
We get all about first class. We don't get you, man, and the fact that you got to have first class to go down to Haiti to find a daughter and a wife that you yourself have said could be buried under rubble. But you need a Ritz-Carlton buffet breakfast to get enough strength in you to go look for them.
As opposed to goat? Yeah.
What? What do you mean goat?
That's what they serve in those motels down there.
Well, what did
you
even,
don't know,
what
man.
Would it even matter? Who's even thinking about eating food right now? How would you even care, like, if you even ate again until you found them? That's like your life. That's all you have. What would it even matter?
Well, then does this make me a bad guy that I just heard my microwave go off because I have some Lipton soup in there? Does that make me not love my wife and daughter?
You throw these little comments. You sound like you're
man.
Joking. Like, do you really
man.
Think people believe
yeah, absolutely.
You?
Sir, I don't think there's anything funny. I don't think there's anything funny about a wife and a
I 100%
daughter.
I agree with you if it was true, but you're making yourself out to be a liar more and more. I can honestly tell I've never even called
right.
a radio show in my life till today because it really disturbs me that you have, you know, a natural disaster just occurred. So many people have died. And you're sitting there trying to raise money for yourself or who knows what.
Right.
You're trying to get rich off of a natural disaster.
You know, Mr. Hendry said that he didn't believe me, and you were influenced by that. And so I will chalk that up to Mr. Hendry. It's your fault, sir, not the caller.
The caller made up his own mind based upon what he heard you say.
No, he didn't. He heard you say...
And I stick by what I said, and I agree with Billy. I don't believe your story at all. And I believe that you are lying, and I think that you are attempting to con people into a sense that they feel sorry for you. Billy, thank you so much for your phone call. And I think you're trying to make as much money as you can, and your jazz about the Ritz-Carlton and a good omelet and red potato breakfast from the Four Seasons before you lift up drywall to find your wife, if you think that people are going to buy that, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to, we're going to L.A. Canyon, and this is Justin. How you doing, Justin? You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry. I wanted to talk with you about the TV show Jersey Shore. We've been talking about it at our school. And
you want to talk about Jersey Shore?
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, we wanted to basically say that we're in agreement with MTV and the producer over there, Mr. Toffler, who said that, you know, Jersey Shore is really a show that is for, it's probably more a show for younger people than so-called Gen X people, you know, and we're, you know, in support of that, of that show, and we don't think it should be taken off the air, and we think that a lot of the controversy about it has more to do with the, I guess, the older, you know, generation. Or,
well, they call them older demographics.
Yeah, older demographics.
And much of the criticism of that show has been coming from older people, but from Italian Americans too.
Yeah, well, that was the other thing that I wanted to mention to you, because we, you know, our generation has been exposed to kind of a sanitized version of television, and we know that, like, your generation was able to see probably shows that were more, I guess, not as politically correct, you know?
Okay.
And I don't know if you know, like, Amos and Andy or something.
Yeah, Amos and Andy. I mean, I'm old enough to remember that as a rerun. I never saw it. I don't know if, I think it was a syndicated show. There was Amos and Andy. There was, I don't know of any other shows. I suppose that there were sort of typical shows that were stereotypical to some degree.
Yeah, well, so Jersey Shore is an opportunity for a lot of my generation to see that kind of television. And,
well, you know, the criticism of Amos and Andy was that it was a negative stereotype, that it was sort of a... some people saw the characters in that show as buffoonish, clownish, and so they didn't like the show, you know.
But at least, you know, they got to make up their mind. I mean, the point that we're making is that we want to be able to see Jersey Shore and make up our mind. And if it's a show that, I mean, if you could say there's people that like to see Amos and Andy because it made them laugh, you know.
Well, do you like to watch Jersey Shore because it makes you laugh?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's really funny, and we like to follow the characters, and, I mean, it's a show that I want to look at, you know.
Well, let me ask you this. When you watch Jersey Shore, do you say, hey, look at the funny-looking Italians?
Well, I mean...
I never consciously said to myself as a kid watching Amos and Andy, hey, look at these funny black people, but they were black, and they were funny.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's what Jersey Shore is. You know, they're Italians, and they're just, they have a certain way, you know, of doing, of how they talk and the way they look at everything, okay? And
So you like to watch Jersey Shore from the standpoint of it's a funny bunch of Italians to look at.
Yeah, and I really don't see what's wrong with that, you know?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't either. I mean, I think we've lost. There was at one time in this country, and maybe it was informed by a little bit of hatred, and maybe that's what made it go away. But we did have the ability at one time to sort of look across the garden wall at each other and laugh at our customs and laugh at the different modes of dress or the different ways of speaking. And we're very sensitive to that now. But do you feel that Jersey Shore, that the attempts to keep this show off the air smack a little bit of that?
I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, do you think the attempts of keeping Jersey Shore off the air have to do with that political correctness?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you know, they don't, there's people saying, oh, you know, you can't laugh at a greaseball, or, I mean, they don't want you to call them a greaseball or anything, you know.
Well, no, you don't want to, using those kind of pejoratives maybe might be over the line a little bit, but they don't want you to laugh at their big noses or something?
Yeah, you're not allowed to laugh at how big their nose is, and you can't look, you know, at the grease in their hair and their, like those Chico Jr. boots they wear. And
what is a Chico Jr. boot?
Well, they wear those pointed shoes. I call them Chico Juniors, I don't know, but, and the wife beaters and everything, and you're not allowed to laugh at that. But it is funny, and it's made to be that way, you know. And
well, you know, when you talk about Amos and Andy, watching that show, I used to laugh at the slow way that they talked, and I used to laugh at...
Did you ever laugh at their thick lips?
No, man, I didn't laugh at their thick... I mean, I don't want to get into that, okay, because there's kind of a different... It was a different era, and it was an uglier era when I was growing up, and the racially charged image back then really hurt, and hurt in a very profound way.
You're saying that it's okay, because I just want to get your take on it. Is it all right to do you feel it's better to laugh at, if I said, like, I'm laughing at some guineas, I want to go home and laugh at a guinea tonight.
I would say to you, if you're going to say that, you might just say it to me. Don't say it in a crowded room. Don't holler it across the room, you know?
Yeah, well, because it's really funny that all the wops all have hairy backs, especially the chickens.
All right, see, that's what I mean. You don't want to, you're getting a little heavy into it now, you know what I mean?
Well,
in other words, you're saying it's funny that the, quote, wops all have hairy backs, especially the chicks, end quote. That's the kind of talk that begins to sound a little hateful.
No, sir, I don't hate them.
All right, but I mean, if you're amused by that...
Well, you said that you thought their big noses were funny.
No, I just asked you. What do you think is funny about them?
About
the Italians. You know, you're using these words that may be very offensive to some people. About Italian-Americans.
Yeah, I mean, their big noses, and like the Chico Juniors, and the women all have hair on their lips.
The women all have hair in their legs. You know, I got to see this show, man, because if it looks the way you're describing it, I'll probably watch one episode, man, and lose my lunch, you know?
Yeah, well, it is funny, though, Mr. Henry.